Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. Everybody's got a little something to say. Let's check in with Eddie first. On Sunday, you can catch him watching football, and if the Cowboys are playing, he will not answer your call. Here he is, producer Eddie. Let's go.
That's true. Hey, help me out on this. I just do not understand the whole idea on this. There is a pair of pants in the back room over there. That's
like in the glass room?
No, in the production room in the back, and it's right there on a road case.
Got it.
And they sit there folded. And I asked someone, like, whose pants are these? And they said, oh, that's lunchboxes. Those are his jeans. When a guest comes in, he goes in, puts the jeans on, comes in the studio. When the guest leaves, he takes his pants off, puts them back over there. What? I don't understand the point of this. Like, the rule was if their guests come in the studio, look presentable, yes. Wear pants, wear jeans. He literally just puts on the jeans for a guest and then takes them off again.
Yeah, well, and uses the room as a closet.
Right.
The production.
Why not
room.
Just wear jeans to work that day?
Eddie, try riding a bike with jeans on.
Okay, but then just put them on when you get here and just leave them on.
Like dressed for work.
You're not Reba. You don't need 3 outfit changes.
Yeah, I understand that, but I am sweaty when I get here, so I need time.
Well, then get 5 minutes before you get here to dry off.
No. It doesn't take 5 minutes to dry. You need a few, like an hour to dry off, let the sweat dry, and then I can go put my pants on. That's what I do.
Bring a towel.
We shouldn't be using production spaces for closets.
Yeah, I feel like we need to, you know, like when you go to a pool, there's like a list of rules that are written out, everything you have to do.
We need a sign with a guy diving in the water.
I feel like we need like a list of rules for everybody to see, like pick up your space, clean up the studio, don't treat it like a closet, wear your jeans, don't be late, blah, blah, blah.
Wear your jeans.
I mean, wear long pants.
Look, yeah, I was told
and in winter, you're not going to ride your bike anymore, so you can just come in jeans.
We're figuring that out.
Okay, moving on. He can't get employee of the month for October because he's been blocked. When that happened, none of us were shocked. Here's Lunchbox.
Okay, look, man, I've got an issue with my neighbors. I'm kind of in a spat, a disagreement, a silent war because they've already carved their pumpkins. And they have their carved pumpkins sitting on their front porch. And so every day, my kids are like, Dada, can we carve pumpkins today? Dada, can we carve pumpkins today? But if you carve them already, they're going to be rotten by Halloween.
When do you deem it appropriate to carve pumpkins?
I do it about the 20th, because that's 11 days before Halloween. I feel like that's about enough time that they won't rot before Halloween.
You said something very important there, and I hope you caught what you just said, because I do agree. You said, I feel.
What?
What do you mean?
I said that.
It is just your feeling. It is not an absolute truth. There's no reason to be upset at somebody because they don't feel the same way you feel. They're not hurting anyone.
Yes, they're making my life difficult because I get my kids every day saying, Dada, they have their pumpkins carved. Can we carve our pumpkins?
Then why don't you carve one, leave it out for a few days, and do another one on the 20th?
Multiple carvings.
That's too much.
That's a lot. That's do you understand how it's a lot to carve a pumpkin?
Oh, dude, a mess in the house when you
Well, then have the carved pumpkins out for the early part, and then don't have them around Halloween.
Just a lot of solutions here instead of being in a silent war with a neighbor. All right, thank you.
But you think I have a beef?
No.
No.
She was on the new season of Building Roots, her sister's TV show.
Ooh.
She's been on camera so much, she's basically a pro. Here's Amy.
Okay, I got well, I guess an Instagram ad got my attention, and now I just keep thinking about how our cell phones are killing us and giving us brain tumors. I mean, this is an ad that stopped me in my tracks, and I watched it like 3 times.
There's an ad about cell phones giving us tumors?
Yeah, because I guess they have a product that'll help us, like...
Are you endorsing this product?
No. Oh. I mean, we don't have to say the product, because I have no idea if it works. I'm just saying it showed up. Like, but the fear in the voice and what they're saying, and then the images, like, it has this graphic of your brain and tumors growing on it.
No.
Feels legit. All right, here, play it.
Radiation from our 5G and Wi-Fi devices in excess can be harmful to our health.
Okay, so hit you with two words here.
Can be.
Number one, radiation in excess. They're not defining excess.
He does in a minute.
And then can be. Okay, that's like saying promotes growth of something. Mm. What does that even mean? It means if the environment's exactly right, it might help. First of all, you don't think these phones have been tested 1,000 times?
He addresses
that. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Nobody is talking about it. The real problem is that the government did not update safety standards for these devices. The last time they were updated was in 1996 when smartphones didn't exist.
So now, he's probably right. All right, moving on.
But there's one more thing.
Does your head hurt right now?
Well, I've always said we haven't done enough testing on the phones, but it's either we're going to believe this dude or... the government, and both kind of seem crooked, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't believe him anymore, but I mean, there's got to be something to waves, skull, head, brains, radiation, all that. But do I think it's just going to pop up in an Instagram ad where he's the one that knows the secret? How much does it cost so I can get it?
Well,
is it a hat?
No, it's a chip that you like put on the outside of your phone right here, and it helps, like, I guess, suck up some of the radiation. Not all of it.
That's got to be a scam.
Oh, I'm going to Google.
Do you want to know what he said about time, or do you want him to say it?
You're killing time right now, so just say something.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said that 17 minutes a day on your phone for 10 years is where we really get into trouble. And you know that for the last 10 years, we've been on our phones for 17 minutes a day.
But I don't know he's telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the source? Trust me, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. He mentioned a bunch of scientists. I edited them out.
I know. This stuff gets me, too, sometimes. But I'm like, how does he know? And then I'm like, what if he's the only person who does know? And he's, like, yelling, I got the info, and no one will listen.
Yeah.
In the end, though, I'm not going to buy it from Instagram because it popped up as an ad.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you sharing that.
No problem.
But I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, I got to bring this to the show. They're going to freak out. All right, let's go, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his therapist says he missed out on being a kid, so get some Pringles and pop the lid. Bobby Bone.
Thank you. This is a sad song I want to play here, just a little sad music. This has been very difficult. I want everybody to know that the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks have been hard. This whole fall has kind of gone to S because I feel like I have no value, no worth, because Arkansas just, they can't win. I thought they were going to be good this year. I put a lot into it. And I have dreams now of being sad. That's where it came to me. Last night I had a dream about being sad because Arkansas couldn't win a game. A dream in my dream. It's affected my dreams.
That's sad on sad.
Like, that's my dream of being sad, that I'm sad. And I wake up and I'm... So I need to reevaluate my priorities because it's affecting me in other places than just watching a game and doing a sports show. I'm having literal dreams about how sad I am that Arkansas is losing. So I'm just letting you guys know I will be talking to my therapist about it. I'm going to try to lose some of the prioritization of letting a game affect my life.
This is gross.
Trying. Because when I woke up this morning, I was like, did I have a dream that I was sad, or am I just sad? And both. It's both. I had a dream I was walking around and sad music was playing over the speakers everywhere I went because Arkansas couldn't win a game.
So you're not going to watch football on Saturdays?
No, I'm going to. Heck yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, DraftKings, baby. I'll watch us play Alabama at 11 and DraftKings.
Okay.
You ain't never taking me out. I still got my Arkansas hoodie on. I bleed red. Okay. Yeah, we all do. But still, I'm
right, blood's red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
Would you ever, like,
no. I'm never going to stop watching it.
No, I didn't.
Fast.
What are you going to say?
That wasn't my question.
Oh.
Because just speaking of betting, and I know that's fun for you too, but would you ever, like, if you knew Arkansas was going to lose, like, would you ever bet for Alabama?
Never.
Just because?
Never.
Wow.
I would rather take all the winnings, because on our show, 25 Whistles, I tell people exactly how much I bet for the whole week, every single bet. Like I said, I bet all this much. This is my plus or minus. I would take everything I won this last week, which is a lot, and give it all up for a win.
Mm-hmm. Amy, you just don't bet that game. You stay away from that game.
Okay, I was just asking.
So, because I had a dream that I was sad, I feel like it's a little too much, and I need to reevaluate my priorities. Just letting everybody know.
Don't go too drastic.
Keep us posted. This is good.
I come in, I hate football. I hypnotize it out of myself completely. So, that's where we are. Just wanted to share that with everybody. And I do have my Arkansas hoodie on. Still love Arkansas. Also love Kansas State, though, now. Never as much as Arkansas. That's pretty good. Those guys are pretty good. I like them. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I attended a parent-teacher night with my fourth-grade daughter about a month ago. While I was there, her teacher was very friendly towards me. Too friendly. Let's call her Miss A. Once Miss A confirmed my single status through small talk, she started centering her attention on me. Very obviously not paying as much attention to the other parents in attendance. As we were leaving, Miss A asked me to stay back for a second. While my daughter waited in the hall, she asked me out. I politely declined for two reasons. One, she's my kid's teacher. And two, I really wasn't interested. She seemed okay at the time, but now 2 months later, my daughter, who was getting straight A's and B's, is getting C's and D's.
Ooh.
When I asked her what had happened, she said she didn't know, but that Miss A didn't like her very much. I think I see what's happening here, but believe if I confront her with my suspicions, she'll say I'm being egocentric. And how do I prove otherwise? How do I deal with this? Signed, single dad. First of all, the A's and B's to C's and D's, I think if there is no difference in how your daughter is acting or if she's not getting any trouble, that is a weird drop-off. It's a weird drop-off.
A huge red flag.
And the, if it starts happening right when that happened, right when she says, you want to go out and you say no? Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's first evaluate. Are you being egocentric? Do you think it's about you and there's a chance it's not? Okay. If you for sure are like, no, I really think this is about me, I have the perfect solution. You call Miss A and you say, hey, look, I know it was awkward a little bit when I said I didn't want to go out with you, but I do want to go out with you, but it needs to be when my daughter's out of your classroom.
He's not attracted to her.
Shush. And then once the daughter leaves the classroom, you don't never go out with her.
No.
Hey.
So he has to wait. Smart. He has to leave this on for a year?
What? No, you have to leave anything on. You just say, hey, I've been thinking about the conversation that we had. This is if you really feel this is happening. You're not doing it for you. You're doing it for your daughter.
Yeah.
So I really been thinking about this, and I just couldn't say yes then, and here's why. One, my daughter is still in your class, and I don't want her to be getting favor because she's in your class. Other kids, other parents will be upset. So if it's okay with you, I'd love to go out with you, but after my daughter ends up finishing your grade. And then boom, she finishes the grade, and then you decide you don't want to go out with her anymore, and then everybody wins except for the teacher who was mean to begin with.
But then you set up a date, and then you don't show up.
No, you don't do that. You just cancel it after she finishes her grade and gets her final grade.
Okay, the teacher already sounds a little off
her
rocker.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then she comes in.
Oh, do you hurt her feelings
harms
twice?
Harms you.
But she can't affect your kid anymore.
Yeah. Unless she'll kill you. This time.
Right.
That's okay. She didn't kill your kid.
This
is a Lifetime original movie in the works.
And you're not saying you're keeping yourself from dating anybody. Or everybody changes their mind on going out with people. If it were me, that's what I would do to save my kid.
I mean, you could just be like, I can't stop thinking about you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's even worse. You just, like, took it from zero to 100.
And then you went, at the end.
I would not do that.
I mean, you could do Forrest Gump.
What's that? Jen Ed.
Yeah.
No, when Forrest needs to get in school with better grades.
Oh, he's on vacation?
What?
No.
Your mama, principal comes over?
Your mama sure does care about your schooling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that, though. I would just say, hey, I've been thinking about it. I'd actually love to go out. I just didn't feel comfortable saying that then, but after she finishes your grade.
If you did tell her that and the grades changed immediately, I mean, there's your answer. So that's good.
Boom.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But waiting the whole school year, that might be too much.
What do you mean waiting? You never have to do anything. You're not.
I think principal. Do you want none of this is go to the principal?
No,
I don't think so. That teacher, then they're going to move your kid from her class. It's going to be all dramatic. I'm just trying to keep my kid uninvolved.
Okay.
Okay, there is a 1% chance the kid just is making bad grades now.
I agree. Yes, that's why I'm saying, like, has her attitude changed over the last few months? Is there anything in her life that would have caused her to drop off?
Right. That's why I think you could go to maybe the school counselor or something.
No, I'd fake it. Because even if she has had her grades fall off for real, maybe the teacher boosts them because she knows she's about to go out with you.
So she thinks.
Yay, yay, yay. That's my advice.
I like it.
It's risky.
Maybe your best advice ever.
Thank you. I'm not saying it's integrity filled, but I'm looking out for the kid, number one.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Bobby Bones Show recommends something to watch. Okay, everybody go around the room and recommend something to watch. Eddie.
I watched Beckham. It's the documentary on Netflix about David Beckham. I thought it was going to be more about the Beckhams, like Posh Spice and David, but it's more about David's career and all that.
That's very sports?
No, because...
I need a new sport because I told you I'm sad about Arkansas.
Right. Hey, so yeah. Football.
Yeah.
You can do that. But it's interesting. Like, living in America, I don't think we realize how important David Beckham was to his country and to Europe in general. Pretty amazing. And so his story is crazy, but a few things I learned about him is that... He kind of a selfish dude.
Huh?
Like, kind of a selfish guy.
Kind of have to be a superstar.
Yeah.
But what do you mean selfish? Like, he wouldn't give hungry kids a bite of his taco?
No.
Like, so when he got married to Victoria and all that, like, he kept changing teams. And, like, she would be having babies, and he'd be like, I'm moving to Madrid. I'm moving to Milan. I'm moving to America.
She also knows who she's married
and
to.
And she was like, what the crap? I'm having a baby. Like... chill. And he's like, nah, gotta go.
I don't feel like that's selfish. I feel like they're setting up their life for the rest of their life.
And here's another thing I learned. Like, man, the British soccer fans are brutal.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Like, they were mean to him. Yeah. But then at the end of the documentary, I'm like, do I feel bad for David Beckham? Because he kind of has it all. Like, I know he got bullied a lot by his fans and all that stuff, but like, yeah, pretty good.
Who do you feel worse for, David Beckham or like Mac Jones for the Patriots? Ooh, it's Mac, a bit of that happening, right? But bigger scale.
What's going on with Mac?
Quarterback of the Patriots sucks, but the team sucks. And it's just dramatic now because it sucks.
But Beckham, the documentary is really good.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. Is it one episode or a series?
It's a series. I think it's 4 episodes.
Hey, Abby, would you come to the microphone?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show recommends something to watch. What did you watch?
So it came out in 2016 on Hulu, but it's called 11-22-63, and that's the date JFK was assassinated.
11-22-63.
Yeah, and so this guy goes back in time to the 60s to try to stop it and, like, solve who did it and all that. Like, it is crazy.
I'm watching this.
I could not stop watching it.
What artist goes, 11-22-63?
I didn't know who that was.
I don't know, man.
I thought you were just making it up.
No, it's a song, and it goes, it's like it yells a date or something. Who the heck is that? It's like a hip-hop artist. I don't know why that's in my head. Oh, man, we're all going to go crazy.
No idea.
Because I'm going to go crazy if we don't figure this out.
What's the name of this, this show?
What, he just...
Who cares?
11.
Yours.
11.
Okay, here, you can hear it like this. 11-22-63.
Okay. Yeah. So good, you have to watch it.
That does sound good.
Yeah, wow, and it's like...
Is it Sublime?
No.
Yeah, that's Miami.
It's an artist. It's an artist who does it. It's like a it's a rapper.
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh, I'm tip my tongue. Anyway.
Yes.
Caitlin will know. I'm gonna drive everybody crazy until I get it. Let me ask. Hello, can you help me? What's the whatever the artist in a song, he does like a melody like that. Like a rapper. 63, 69. All right, thank you. Let me know. Thanks. It's not, like, it's not Drake.
You're going to be like, I'm busy. Like,
oh, I know. Oh.
Is this a bit?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over and check in with Morgan number two. What do you got?
It's a show called Lioness on Paramount Plus, and we've got Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman in it. I know, I pronounced that wrong. But it's really good. It's like about a special ops team in this Lioness program where they basically send somebody in to be like a spy under this big action thing that happens.
I did commercials for Paramount Plus, because I have Paramount Plus, and that was one of the shows that I mentioned. Hey, you should check this out.
It's
good.
That's
cool.
Oh, it's so good.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana. I looked it up. But it's good, huh?
Yeah, it was really good. Like, I binged it in one day. That's how good it was.
Wow, how many episodes did you watch?
I think there's 8.
Wow.
Whoa. That must be nice.
Wow. That's great. 25, 16, I gotta get that, whatever that is. 92. Okay, Lunchbox, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Go.
Big Brother. Let me tell you, great seasons. No, it's a great season of Big Brother. They made a twist where one of them in the house is a mom and a son, and no one knows. So a mom and a son are in the house, and they can't let anybody know, or else they're going to get voted out immediately. Dude, you want to talk about drama, them trying to hide it and not show that they, you know, like they can't hug and kiss me, like, oh, love you, mom, night, mom. It's just you have to act like they're a random stranger. How hard would
that be? That's crazy. Finally, mine is called Invasion. It's on Apple TV Plus. My wife's like, we should watch this show called Invasion. And I'm like, aliens? Sign me up. I start to get turned on. Aliens? And so really, it's about what happens to the world as aliens invade. It's not like the Will Smith movies where they're fighting all the aliens. And like the first five or six episodes, and it's literally about how everybody's reacting to it. So it's very much a sociology type thing until later. There's some real dramatic stuff happening now later in the first season, but they just started a second season, and that's why she figured out about it. It's crazy.
So we don't fight them?
Where I am now, I don't want to spoil too much. Because at first, I just thought it was only the sociology of how people would react in groups in different parts of the world when aliens invaded.
I would think that too.
But it is good. Earth is visited by an alien species that threatens humanity's existence. Events unfold in real time through the eyes of five ordinary people across the globe as they struggle to make sense of the chaos unraveling around them. 22 aliens! Here we go.
We found it.
Betty Wap. You know who told me, Caitlin? Hold on, Ray. Will you turn that? Hold on. Turn that down. Here's Caitlin's message.
Are you talking about like 1738? Hey, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. That is Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
But that's not the date. 1738.
I didn't know the date. It was a melody of numbers. I knew she had me. 1738. Our Abby show was called
1122.
All right, thank you. That's stuff we recommended.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something
good. Ashley is a mom of two, lives in Evansville, Indiana. She decided to take the kids to the Westside Nut Club Fall Festival.
I love the old Nut Club.
One of the best.
Yeah, one of the best.
So she's out there with the kids, and her three-year-old son, Maddox, is pitching a fit. He's throwing a tantrum. He's upset about something. No, no, Mom, I'm not going to go there. No, no, I don't want it. And Mom's embarrassed. Oh, my gosh, what do I do? And I've been in that situation. It's embarrassing when your kid is throwing a tantrum. There's nothing to do. So Ashley's sitting there. Oh, my gosh. Michael, stop. Please, please, please. Maddox, stop. 16-year-old Michael, he's playing a carnival game. Boom, he pops the balloon, wins a big red panda, and he's walking down the fair. He goes, oh, my gosh, that kid's crying. Maybe this panda will cheer him up.
What?
So he gives Maddox the big panda that he just won, and Maddox is like, oh, okay, I feel better now. So thanks to the 16-year-old who gave this kid.
I wouldn't give the kid a panda, and I'm an adult man.
That you worked hard for?
Yeah. That I probably am just going to like let sit in the house and get dusty anyway. But for that moment, I'm walking around like King Ding-a-ling because I just knocked the barrels down.
It's true. When you get that big red panda, you're like, what am I going
to
do with this
thing? It's so valuable for a bit. When they hand it to you, you're like, oh, I did it. And then like half hour later when you got to find a place to put in the car, you're like, what am I going to do with this?
Exactly.
But good for that teenager. That's really cool.
Hey, man, for a 16-year-old, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. That's really good. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about firmness. I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going.
Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. The oldest versus the youngest. Elder versus millennial. It's Eddie and Morgan answering questions about each other's generation. Let's go to the questions first. Eddie.
Come on.
Who played the role of Bella Swan in the Twilight film series?
What is her name?
Bella Swan.
What is her name? Cannot remember her name. Oh my gosh. Eileen Edwards.
Oh, that's Shania Twain. I'm sorry. Morgan, would you like to steal?
Yes, Kristen Stewart.
That's correct.
It.
Give Morgan that stealer point. Now, let me introduce the player here. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. He's the best friend you could ever choose, but don't talk to him after the Cowboys lose. No. It's producer Eddie. Yay. Okay. Morgan, over to you. What 1982 Toto song experienced a resurge in popularity in 2018 when Weezer covered it? Here's a clip of the song.
Africa.
Correct.
No!
She runs all our digital. On her Jeep's dash, you can see more than one duck.
We can rhyme with that.
And she's looking for a partner that she'd like to have luck with.
Oh, boy.
Morgan! Yay!
That's scary, man.
Yeah, that scared me, too.
Yeah.
Eddie, on what Disney TV show?
Oh, boy.
Hannah Montana's best friend has a name. What's her name?
Oh, no.
On the Disney TV show Hannah Montana, what's the best friend's name?
Oh, that's got to be Eileen.
Eileen Edwards. Incorrect.
No.
Yes, that's Shania Twain. Morgan.
Her name is Lily.
That's correct.
No clue.
Morgan, over to you. What American TV show from the 70s and 80s still holds the record for the most watched finale ever with more than 100 million households tuning into the finale of this show?
From the 70s and 80s. I mean, there's a few. few that like records come to mind. You got Grey's NCIS. The record for the finale. Bones is that one? Can you read it? Read it one more time?
Yes, and I need an answer pretty quickly.
Okay.
What American TV show from the 1970s and 80s still holds the record for most watched finale ever with 100 million households tuning in?
NCIS.
Incorrect. 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Eddie, you need this to stay alive.
I do.
Yeah. And you were alive during this time.
And I know it. It's MASH.
That's correct.
Let's go!
Morgan 3, Eddie 1. Eddie, you have to get this right.
I know.
In order to move on.
Give me an easy one, man.
No, I'll give you whatever's listed here. In the Harry Potter series, what's the name of the school that Harry, Ron, and Hermione attend?
Hogwarts.
Correct. Morgan, get this for the win. According to the hit 1981 song by Tommy Two Tone, if you dial 867-5309, you will reach a woman with what first name?
What?
Here's a clip. Ever heard that before?
No.
You've never heard that song?
867-5309.
I mean, we weren't born either. I mean,
but really, I mean,
yeah, let's go. Okay.
No.
Who answers? If you call that number, who answers?
Does it rhyme with nine?
I guess I was 1 year old. Eddie, do you not know it?
No, I don't know it.
I do.
I have a guess.
Bobby, did you know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan, answer? Eileen?
Line.
Well, that's not it.
Time.
Incorrect. Eddie, you need this to tie the game to go to sudden death. So here's the clip again. Who answers?
And if you call this number, Caroline will answer.
Is that your answer?
Yes. No.
Amy?
Jenny.
Oh,
I was trying to rhyme with nine.
Oh, yeah. Man, I didn't know that.
Morgan, you win. Nice.
She's up two.
Yeah, baby.
On the season.
And she did Austin Powers in your face. Amy, I need your advice on how to handle this situation because we have somebody on the show who wants to do something nice for somebody else on the show. But then we have somebody else on the show, that person who wants to do something not nice to the person that was going to do something nice to them without knowing of each other's motives.
Okay. So what do you need me to?
I don't know. I need you to help me. Because okay, so look, so Morgan wants to do something nice for Lunchbox.
Right.
Oh. Lunchbox has something he wants to do that's not nice for Morgan.
Okay.
And they don't know about each other's.
Okay. Well, I just you.
Do you want to do Morgan's first?
I feel like we just let this play out. However, I mean, okay. And then but Morgan has every right to take back. She take that. I like it.
Yes.
So, like, she can do it first, and then Lunchbox can do his thing, and then she can decide.
His thing.
Morgan.
Yeah.
You go first. You want to do something nice for Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he came on here, and he said, I'm not a team player because I didn't get him a free Titans box that has some merch in it.
2 years in a row.
Tennessee Titans, the football, they send, like, jackets and hoodies and stuff. It's awesome. You did not get one.
Did not get one 2 years in a row.
But, I mean, nobody got one except for Morgan and myself.
Exactly, but whenever stuff comes to the studio, Scuba's like, oh, this person got left off the list, and they hit up the people and be like, just so you know, these are all the people on the show. Yeah.
So, that being said, Morgan, what did you do?
So I went to my guy, Nate, at the Titans, and I said, hey, listen, Lunchbox has been crying about not getting his own box. Is there any way you can send one up here? And you know what? He did.
So there's one for him. And
Shout out, Nate.
There's a jacket, a hoodie.
Yeah, there's
that
some
is
real
what
good
I'm talking
stuff
about.
In there.
Yes. How, is there a catch?
Well, I was going to make him have to give everybody on the show one compliment in order to receive the box. So
a sincere compliment?
Yeah, like a genuine compliment. Everybody has to have one.
Okay. Lunchbox, you need to compliment everybody in the room here.
Can you do that?
Sincere. And if you feel like it's a joke at all, Morgan, don't give him the box.
All right. I will do that.
Amy first.
Amy is a good mom.
Thank you.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, we're starting strong.
Good job, Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie's a good editor.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
I can edit.
He does.
Let's try a take two on that one.
Yeah, try to be, it's a little more personal.
Yeah.
Eddie's a good Hispanic.
That'll work.
No, but that's data, as Amy says.
Eddie's good at breathing.
Yeah, go ahead.
try hard, dude. You can do this.
Eddie is now reliable. Bobby's turned him into reliable, like he shows up.
Now reliable. I thought now he said reliable.
No, Morgan, that's not.
He is now.
That's a compliment. He's,
I mean, it's like 80%. You said now, or you could have just said he's reliable.
Yeah.
You give it to him?
We'll circle back.
Okay, we'll circle back on that one. Mike D.
Mike D.
is reliable.
Is reliable. Yeah.
You can't use the same one for
you
everybody.
You said that didn't count for Eddie.
You going to do a different one?
Well, she said I couldn't use
okay,
that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But give. But
I just said my game's reliable.
Can't waste it.
Yeah, I got to use
you really
it.
Feel that way?
I mean, he is.
Why?
Like whenever he had something to do, he's there.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take it.
Morgan.
Morgan has a good personality.
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty wide, but all right. Okay.
Me.
Bobby's a go-getter.
You can look at him when you're talking.
Go-getter.
The best part is he's just using like one word.
Right, that, and he keeps looking down when he says it.
No, like, I look at Morgan to see if
can't
she's
look at the person.
I gotta look at Morgan once I say it to see what she
do
says.
Is go-getter acceptable?
Do you feel complimented?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You need another one.
That doesn't even mean, it's just,
you know, you're a go-getter. You see something you want it, you go get it. That's a go-getter.
You could say Bobby is very hardworking.
No, don't give him.
But
don't
that's
give
being
him.
A yeah,
I just said go get her.
No, I'm just trying to help you
okay.
in how you give compliments.
Can you give me a different one? Sincere.
I did. No, I said go get her.
No, I different.
Guys, be kind. This is hard for me.
I know.
Real hard.
This is why I did it.
Bobby is talented.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. You know what?
Do you feel compliment?
Okay. That's
I just feel like I want to get off this part. Okay, let's go back to Eddie.
Eddie can cook a good chicken.
That's true.
That's
a good compliment.
All right, that was good.
Thank okay, you, let's give Lunchbox's box.
Whoa!
Okay.
Now,
how
Lunchbox.
My goodness.
Before you open the box.
Let me open that sucker.
Before you open the box, I think we should go and let you see what you were going to do with Morgan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the problem is, Morgan, I don't even know if I felt comfortable with him saying it.
Oh, no.
It's one of those where I have to, like, I feel like I should run it by her. Because Lunchbox he doesn't care. He'll just say whatever, which we love him for. But also,
what is it?
Come here. I'm going to show you a piece of paper. Lunchbox wants to spill the tea on Morgan and say he saw something.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I know what it is. I know what this is.
Oh,
I know
God.
What this is.
Okay.
Do you think he can say it, Amy?
Yes, Amy, yes.
Okay, I think he can say it, and I have my reasons
okay.
why.
Okay,
I'll tell you
Amy
why.
Says yes.
The reason
Go.
Why.
Yeah,
no, let him say
I'm
it.
I'm just going to say, happy birthday to Morgan. I am so impressed that you celebrated your 30th birthday in style.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean talking hickey style. I mean, she comes back from California, and she thinks, oh, I'm in Cali. I'm drunk. I can make out with some random dude, and no one will ever know. Only problem is he got a little sucky on her what? Neck, and next thing you know, it's like, uh-oh, I got a Cali hickey.
Hickey alert. That's what he said.
Hickey alert.
Me.
Hickey
oh
alert. And
okay.
I got photo evidence of the hick.
He
on
sent
the
it
neck.
To me last night. Yeah. Morgan, what do you want to say about this?
Okay, I would like to say I do have something on my neck.
Whoa!
That it's a burn.
Oh,
I literally
yeah.
burn
okay.
myself with a curly iron.
Every girl would say that. Every girl says,
it
oh,
happens.
It's a burn. You want to know
no,
why?
Lunchbox.
Because they never admit it's a hick.
Lunchbox.
E.
I would like to, you know what, here. Let
I see one hick in a day on her neck.
This is also now the second time he has done this. And you said last time that if he brings a spill of the tea that is not accurate, he gets the pillory.
No, that's not how it works.
It is. That's not accurate. She didn't have a hickey.
Oh, yeah, because
she also
just
gave
it.
You a box.
Prove it. Prove that it's not a hickey.
She just
it's
did.
Literally, you
no,
can look at it. There's a
burn the other side of your neck
yeah,
and see if it matches.
Let's do it.
Morgan, do you want him to keep the box?
Let me
he
look
can
at this
keep
box.
The box if he goes in the pillory.
Let me look.
That's a good rule.
It's good stuff. You can keep the box if you go in the pillory. What do you want to do?
I'm keeping the box.
Okay, then go in the pillory.
Pillory later?
Yep, he has to.
All right, there he is.
Bones.
Here's a voicemail from last night.
I just want to say I love Bobby Bones. Every morning, take my kids to school, going to work, having a bad day, having a good day. I seriously just enjoy listening to Bobby Bones in the morning. Love you guys.
Thank you. And by me, she means all of us.
Nah,
that's
collective.
No,
it's
collective. I don't enjoy listening to me. I enjoy listening to all of us.
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
here's
cool.
another one.
Scam alert. Scam alert. This is probably a known scam alert. But just got on some Morgan Wallen tickets for his shows in Atlanta. Mm. Currently trying to dispute the payment with my bank. The tickets were not real. And I got. Don't fall for the too good to be true, cheap good seat tickets that are listed on Facebook because I got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything was wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
Too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Facebook.
And
so what's normal price?
Not cheap.
Really? Not cheap.
Yeah, not too good to be true. Okay. Yeah. Here's the next one.
I just saw Lunchbox on stage at the iHeart Festival. I'm watching the rerun of it on Hulu. Totally saw Lunchbox up on stage for 30 seconds to Marsh. Great. Way to go, Lunchbox.
And you can watch this too. Just go to Hulu and search for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. The whole festival's up until Halloween. Did you watch you?
No.
No. Oh.
I haven't seen myself yet.
I'm surprised.
Why not? You're on TV.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've seen video. Time. People sent me videos of it.
So you've seen it that way.
Yeah, but I haven't gone back and watched it.
Here's another voicemail.
Hello, Bobby Bones Show. I have a morning corny for Amy. Why didn't the skeleton want to fight a crocodile? Because he didn't have the guts to do it. I hope you have a great day. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's on delivery for that kid.
Awesome.
Yeah, dang, nailed it.
Speaking of jokes, tickets go on sale today at 10 Eastern for my charity show down in Vero Beach, Florida for the Jake Owen Foundation. That show is December 8th. It's in December, maybe December 8th, I'm pretty sure. And would love for you to come, all for charity. Tickets at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and you can get those at BobbyBones.com. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you've got a problem and you want to solve it creatively, you should let your brain handle it as an overnight job. So what that means is right before you go to bed, you think about your problem and then let your subconscious mind think about it.
Yeah, this is procrastination. This is never. Never. This will never work.
It says your subconscious mind will come up with solutions while you sleep, and then you can check on the problem again the next morning and see if your brain came up with anything.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Because Bones, you like to like nip it in the bud right then and there, right?
Guys, if I'm going to go to sleep and plan on my brain getting work done while I sleep, why even go to sleep? Mm. You're not even resting your brain.
No. Your brain is doing all kinds of things while you sleep.
Yeah, trying to sleep.
It's filing things away, deciding what you're going
to
remember.
But also can't check in with it and be like, hey, brain, you good? I'm going to go back to sleep if you still got this. There is no way I would trust that. It's like trusting an alarm. No alarm clock. I'm going to let my internal alarm clock wake me up.
Risky.
Now, my alarm clock maybe wakes me up once a month. I'm up every morning before my alarm clock goes off. However, I would never go to sleep without it set. Because I know the one time, and I just don't want to risk it. And I'm not going, hey, brain, I'm going to go to bed. Would you mind finishing up this report I got to do? I'll catch you in the morning. Never. Sounds dumb.
Well, Reid Hoffman, he's the founder of LinkedIn. He says that
unless
he
a bunch of liberals made up.
And he's talking about an overnight job.
Yeah, that's what I think
it was
like.
Not like actual work. Like, oh, I need to write a whole comedy sketch and go to bed and you wake up and you have it written.
Cool.
That's not it. Mm-hmm. It's more so.
That's what I used to do with Napster overnight. When we had Napster, I would download every song that started with L. And I just go to sleep, and I wake up, and I have 10,000 new songs. It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you had a problem, like you're...
Yeah, sounds illegal or dumb.
Okay, right. Hey, I'm going to try it. So have you ever noticed at checkouts, like say you're at the gas station, and you're buying a bag of chips, whatever, and you look up and there's a mirror, and you see yourself?
Why is there a mirror above the Funyuns?
No, up there, like at the behind the cash register, do you see a mirror? I always thought it was for the store to have extra security.
Like cameras?
Yeah, and it's a way for other people in the store to like see you or the clerk or whatever.
Oh, I've seen like the corner mirrors look like balls up there.
Well, there are mirrors specifically put in stores when you're checking out or certain places so that you can see yourself. So if you are a thief and you're thinking about taking something, there is something to you looking at yourself and then feeling guilty and
Sing
deciding
it,
not to do it.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Ooh,
I'm not gonna steal these Funyuns.
Yeah, it deters potential shoplifters. It turns out that mirrors have been found to make people feel guilty if they're doing something wrong.
So the reflection's like, hey, you shouldn't steal these Funyuns.
It's like a TV show and I start to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's me. You know, I'm you. No, okay.
It doesn't mean you won't do it, but you're less likely to, so... Maybe that could work at home, too. You're making a decision. Go look at yourself. Luke Bryan performed with his zipper down.
I've done that.
Accidentally.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing a show in Florida, and an audience member finally let him know. And after zipping it up, he pretty much scolded everyone else in the crowd for not telling him sooner.
Yeah, that stinks. And I've done it. I did it in
Tampa. $1 million show, too.
And $1 million show.
He was in Florida. You're in Florida.
Yeah, Florida. The gravity in Florida is very zippery.
Little zipper down.
Yeah, right down. All right, Amy.
All right, Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
earlier this week after grabbing some items from the grocery store. Linda Martin went back to her car and noticed that two of her three dogs were gone.
Ooh.
She said, I went to unload my groceries and there was only one dog in the car, not three. And so she gets on social media. It's like, has anybody seen these dogs? Oh my God, I'm here. One of Linda's friends saw her post. It's like, all right, I'm coming out to look. So then as she's driving to go look near the grocery store, a car drives by and she sees what looks like two of those dogs in somebody else's car driving down the road.
Oh, like they were stolen?
So
chase them.
This person follows the car.
Yes.
The car stops. Her friend takes a picture of the dogs, sent it to her. She goes, that's them. Took a picture of the license plate. Police were alerted to the situation, responded, and then arrested the thief who took the dogs because the thief said that she wanted to save the dogs.
Mm.
Now, here is Specialist Jeffrey Williams talking about animal crimes.
Here in Seaside, we don't take animal crimes lightly. We will prosecute to the fullest extent of the law for animal crimes.
So they save the dogs. What about the third dog who's sitting there by themselves going, am I not good enough to be taken?
I know. Right. Why wasn't he stolen?
Exactly. If you want to save them, save all three.
Maybe they ran out of time.
That's if I'm the judge. I'm like, you're lying because you didn't save all three.
Correct.
The pups were reunited. Everybody's happy. But that is crazy. It's also crazy that she saw it driving by in the car.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. In rhythm. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.